Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Well, we want to take a look at the year that was for markets and also the year coming up, especially given a number of these continued question marks and headwinds seem to be still very persistent for markets and why they're staying constructively cautious, at least over at Credit Suisse. We're joined by Mr. Julian Wee. He's the investment strategist for Credit Suisse in the Asia Pacific region, here to talk to us about their view for over the year that was and the year ahead. Mr. Wee, thank you so much for joining us and good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
So first off, when you look at 2019, it seems like a very volatile last 12 months. But despite that, markets have done actually pretty well, despite all of these uncertainties, tensions, hiccups, bouts of volatility. Even the Straits Times Index, despite all of these, the bemoaning of a slowdown, it's up year to date. Do you find it a bit odd, or is this something that is more or less in line, or were you not surprised by how well we've done in spite of all of these possible and potential hiccups over the last 12 months?
Yeah, I think we have to look at where we are in terms of the cycle, in terms of the changes in the events that have led to these market movements. So two things come to mind. I mean, first of all, the trade war and its negotiations that has taken a turn for the better in the last few months. So it's not necessarily such a big surprise that markets have reacted as such. And Singapore is quite sensitive to global trade, and the Singapore economy is quite sensitive to global trade, and naturally the markets will be as well. So that is one source of positive. In addition, you've also had improvement in data overall, both out of the US and out of China as well. So that's also contributing. In addition, the other big concern, and we saw that manifest around the second quarter, was that there were concerns about the US economy, and therefore the market started pricing in very aggressive Fed cuts. And you saw the yield curve invert and concerns about that as well. So that seems to have passed somewhat. The yield curve has now righted itself, and of course after three Fed cuts. And in fact, even over the last month or so, the market has started to reduce its pricing in of rate cuts. It's come down from about 4 to about 2. But at the same time, you've seen the market respond positively, and you've seen PMIs as well in the US remain quite strong. So, overall, I think that shows that, the market has perhaps turned a little bit in terms of the way it views the fundamental situation. And so overall, we don't really see that, the market movement is out of sync with what's happening in the real economy and the real environment.
Okay. A lot hinges on this trade deal and the hopes, at least, and I believe Credit Suisse shares the belief that there is going to be an interim trade deal. But this is just the first step in many. There are many uncertainties also surrounding this. And keep in mind, too, that this interim trade deal has been pared back significantly from previous expectations. And you also have some of these other geopolitical issues, such as, say, from Hong Kong, that might complicate the possibility of even more progress for the trade deal. Could we see perhaps a U-turn to the downside in terms of risk should things stay uncertain moving forward? Because there's still a lot of things, and people say there are miles to go for a possible trade deal to actually, or a comprehensive trade deal to actually be achieved.
Yes, naturally there will always be risks until a trade deal is actually signed. Mm-hmm. By definition, that is the case. However, we think that the incentives are clearly in line for at least an interim trade deal, a phase one trade deal, if you will. We think that trade deal would, at the very least, incorporate a freeze on tariffs, which means December's hike does not happen. Potentially, you could get a rollback, partial or total, in September's hike. And anything else beyond that looks a little bit more difficult, and even if there is some sort of agreement on rollbacks, further rollbacks, that might be over a certain amount of time. However, there is, as I mentioned earlier, there is an incentive for both sides to get a trade deal done. It's not just The tariff themselves that have imposed a cost on global production and global trade, but the uncertainty that these tariffs bring about are also is also causing businesses to scale back on investment and hold back on these hiring decisions and things like that. So, you know, even if we get an interim trade deal that merely freezes tariffs, that reduces the level of uncertainty, even though it doesn't necessarily reduce the absolute tariff levels. That reduction in uncertainty itself will be helpful for investment decisions both in China and the US and perhaps around the region that supplies China with inputs as well. So overall we feel quite confident that there will be a reduction in uncertainty, even if it's just fairly meager trade deal. And we think that the market has priced in that basic trade deal that freezes tariffs, but any potential rollbacks beyond that could be seen as a positive surprise by the markets.
Okay, so help us understand or give us a chance. I'd like to give you a chance to outline Credit Suisse's 2020 outlook for the markets. Can you talk to us more about why you guys are constructively cautious moving forward or keeping certain hopes, and how much upside and how much risk will there be for the markets in the next 12 months?
Right. So in terms of the macro outlook, we first of all are looking for a moderate growth, okay, and moderate because at the bottom side we see the passage of the trade deal, as I mentioned, reducing uncertainty. We see the Fed remaining accommodative. No, we don't expect any more cuts, but we don't expect any hikes as well in the near term. So interest rates should remain quite accommodative. At the same time, in the US and in Europe as well, the consumer has remained fairly resilient to all these uncertainty, and so that provides a good base, a good incentive for businesses to react positive.
All right, I'd like to thank Mr. Julian Wee, the investment strategist for Credit Suisse, for joining us today on Primetime and helping outline the outlook for Credit Suisse heading into the next year. Appreciate the time and good afternoon to you, sir.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.